Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if there's anything that can happen this offseason for the Jets to have a positive feel about the team going into the year. Is there anything that they could do in the draft or free agency? Like, okay, Devontae Adams isn't coming here. We know that.
They need to rebuild their offensive line. Priority number one.
Well, you know what's going to happen. They're going to sign David Bakhtiari. He's going to come here and play four snaps like Aaron Rodgers did, and he'll be out for the rest of the year.
Oof.
Because he's now available, so
I would be, well, depending. If they told me he would take the veteran minimum, I'd bring him in. There's no reason not to. But I'm not paying him, you know, some sort of ungodly sum because his injury history, you know, with the Packers is significant, and you got to be careful about that. This is going to be the most important offseason for the New York Jets and the people that are working over there. General Manager Joe Douglas, our buddy, and of course Rob Saleh, because if they go and have another awful year, then Woody Johnson's going to pull the plug and he's going to go in a different direction. And this will be the end of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
It would have to be. And then you got to clean up that mess. Because of all the people that Aaron Rodgers brought in, there'll be more this offseason. I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if David Bakhtiari wasn't a New York Jet.
But again, it's all about how much.
Well, it'll be however much he wants because Aaron Rodgers is going to want
him. No, it's not going
to
be that.
You're going to tell me that they're finally going to stand up to that guy and be like, no, we can't pay him that much?
They can't because of the salary cap and all the
salary cap's going up.
It is going up, but it's not going up to where you can, you know, spend an insane amount on a tackle that basically is towards the end of his career.
Well, it won't be an insane amount, but I don't think it'll be somewhere between insane amount and veteran minimum. But they're not going to insult him with an offer.
Maybe you're right. Would Aaron want him? I guess he would.
Yeah, of course he would.
I don't even know what kind of condition he's in right now. And I don't know what kind of money he would want. And that is a big thing right now.
It is. But when the quarterback runs the organization and we can go and say, how does he not?
You know, if the quarterback be running that organization, had they gone, you know, maybe to the AFC Championship game and he had an MVP type season, you know, given all that went on here, and all the stuff with, you know, the Pat McAfee show and everything else, I would be reticent to think that they are as engaged as they had been last year trying to get him here. Part of trying to get him here was to make sure that he had people around him that he was comfortable with. And that started with Nathaniel Hackett. So they did that. And now it's a different story. Now, you know, everybody's ass is on the line right now. Everybody's job is on the line. You know that.
I know that. And who's the most important person on the team that's going to keep their jobs? Aaron Rodgers. And if he's not happy and he's a problem, then it puts them in a... They painted themselves in a corner with this. They just did.
Well, listen, the injury... Nobody expected the injury. Come on, man.
No, I know that, but my point is that if you're telling me that this offseason they're not going to listen to Aaron Rodgers as much as they did last offseason, I'm sorry, I don't believe that.
I think it's a different feel. I think that, you know, maybe they will consult with him. Maybe they will ask him to make some calls to certain players that he would like to play with. Maybe that's what he would do, but even he tried to back away from the thought that he's running the team. Like, you know, he's like, hey, if they need me to, you know, go out there and recruit some players or kind of incentivize some players to come here. I'll do whatever they ask me to do. I'm not telling them what I want to do.
I mean,
that to me, I appreciated that from Aaron, because I think, look, getting injured, there's nothing you can do about it. But I do think that there's a level of disappointment, maybe a little bit of embarrassment, the way the whole thing went down for Aaron. And I think right now it's about, let's keep my head down. Let's work. Let me make sure I can get myself as healthy as I possibly can, and that this Achilles is going to be 100% when I come back for OTAs. And I'm going to try to lead this team maybe a little bit differently than they did last year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.